Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we are starting off with Mira, Layla Hathaway.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make a mirror your best friend. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody. Find some peace within.
Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself. Hiding yourself, love yourself like no one else can.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And that was Layla Hathaway right here on the Love Journey called Mirror. We got to stop hiding ourselves. Sometimes we got to make the mirror our best friend. I love the words. It speaks to my heart because I think the only real work is to love. Love the dark spots, love the light spots, love the every essence of your being. Love you. And stop hiding yourself. All right, good morning, family. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. Recognizing that great spirit that is known by many names is God, the good, the omnipotent. Everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So we're going to center our mind, centering our thought, and being intentional about the breath. So in this right now moment, I just want you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. So I want you to breathe in through your nose. Hold it to the point of vibration. Hold it to the count of eight and then release, family. I want you to release. And as we breathe in, I want you to remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, and remember to breathe in all of the goodness of God. When you release, release all the things that are no longer serving a higher purpose. I want you to come together in one mind, one spirit, because sometimes we forget to breathe. There's power in the breath. I want you to breathe. Feel and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Let's breathe again. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Yeah. And know that I am God. That I am more than enough. Breathe, family. And release. Bless, family. Come, Holy Spirit. There is. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Last time I want us to breathe reminding you that you are already more than enough. You are already all that God is. Let's breathe, family. Let's breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe and release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come before you today, speaking from the transcending power of my I am presence, my higher mind self. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and do your come, God. Bless this prayer this morning, Holy Spirit. That as I ask that every word of my mouth, God, and every meditation of my heart, Holy Spirit, will come from that transcending way, that transcending power, the beloved I am present. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created thought. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created ego and activate the presence of my Christ consciousness, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and take over this space and this right now, Mama God, as I come empty. Empty from my human mind self and be filled by my higher mind self, that the words I speak will be your words. Holy Spirit, come. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a fresh anointing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to come today, God, and anoint our thoughts, God, that our thoughts will be your thoughts, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and remove any human thoughts that are not of you, Holy Spirit, reminding us right now, God, that we are more than enough, God. Oh, we are more than enough just the way we are, God. Oh, reminding us right now, God, that we are deserving and worthy of all the great things in life. Come, Holy Spirit, and remind us, God, in anything that is in ourselves, in our living system, in our organs, any behaviors, any patterns, any blocks that are reminding us anything other than the truth. I ask you to remove it right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to remove any behavior, any pattern, any imprint, any data, any information that has been stored, God, that is not of our higher mind self, God. I ask you to remove it right now, God. Anything that reminds us, God, that we are not good enough, God, that we right now in this moment know that we are more than enough, that we are more than good enough, God. I'm asking you to bless our thoughts right now, God. Bless our words right now, God. I'm asking you to bring forth a fresh anointing right now, God, upon our life, God. I'm asking you to open up your doors, your windows, your gates, your heaven, and pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. I'm asking for supernatural favor, God. I'm asking for supernatural favor over our life, God. I'm asking for supernatural explosive blessings, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to open our heart, God. I'm asking you to open our minds, God. I'm asking you to remove everything from the cells, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, and ask us to return ourselves to the highest vibration, God. I'm asking you to allow us to walk in our authority today, God. Come and bless us right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and bring forth your angels, God, that they will go before us and bring forth ease, elegance, and grace, God. I'm asking you to bless the love journey this morning, God. I'm asking you to open us this love journey and expand our financial territory, God. I'm asking you to expand each and every one of our personal financial territories, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to expand our territory in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to place us in a thrust of blessings today. Thrust us into our place of blessing, Holy Spirit, God, knowing that the blessings don't get there till we get there, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to allow you to raise our vibratory energy that we may touch the hem of your garment in our consciousness right now, God, that we shall be in the mighty consciousness of our own greatness, God. Teach us how to see our own greatness, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to see ourselves the way you see us, Holy Spirit. God, oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to open up our eyes and let the eyes of us be 2020 spiritual vision, God, that we may see you the way, that we may see ourselves the way you see us, God, and that we may see you in all of us, God, that we may see you in all things, God, that we may see you in everything that we look at, Holy Spirit. May we hear the melodic sounds of your voice, God, oh, reminding us, guiding us, and leading us into all the direction of our goodness, God, that we may be on purpose, God, that we may live the greatness that you have called us to the planet for, Holy Spirit, that you may lift us in this mighty moment right now, God, that you may anoint our hands, that everything we touch turn to gold, God. I'm asking you to anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread our feet shall be upon holy ground, that you bless our goings and our comings, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless us with the anointing of Christ this morning, God, that we may have the favor of Christ, God, that we may have the anointing of Christ, Holy Spirit, that we may walk and know who and what we are in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you for the anointing of Solomon, not just for wealth, but wisdom, Holy Spirit, that anointing may be upon us right now, God, that we may be anointed like David, God. Oh, that we may be anointed upon our lips, God. Ooh, that we may say the words that David said often. Ooh, God, my cup runneth over, Holy Spirit. And may you keep us. May you hide us in time of trouble, God. May you keep us surrounded and protected in your love, Holy Spirit. And may you constantly be reminding us that we are all that you are, God. In the mighty consciousness of Christ, we own it, God. In the mighty consciousness of Christ, we believe it, God. And we keep the knowing that we are all that God is. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person right now, God. I'm asking you to even bless our children this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless even our children's children this morning, and every idea, God, and every seed that is planted, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless and anoint every thought that we have, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint every invention, God, every new book, God, every book that is written, God, that is written by us. I'm asking you to blow us up right now, God. I'm asking you to bring forth every idea that is in our heart that is manifested from you, God. I'm asking you to give us the courage, God. I'm asking you to let there be people who will come and help bring forth those blessings. Teach us how to open ourselves to receive the blessings, God, and let us see and know what you have brought to us, that we know that we know that we know that it is you, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to let us feel you in the presence of our consciousness right now, God. Let us feel you in the atmosphere of our home right now, God. Let us feel you in the vibration of this call right now, God, and let your love be activated in each and every one of us right now, God, as you open and awaken our manifestation powers. Come on, God, do your stuff. As you activate and awaken the gifts and the talents that you said in your word will make room for us and bring us before a great man, God, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and honor your word, God. You said in your word, God, that you will anoint us right now, God, that you have anointed us even when we were in the womb of the mother's belly, that you only had plans for success for us, God. Oh, and I just thank you, God, for the victory, God, the victory of your love upon our lives, God, as you expand us right now, God, as you grow us in our consciousness right now, God, as you grow us in our ability to walk the authority and the mastery and the dominion that you have given us in the land, God. And I just own these things, and I ask each and every person under my sound of my voice to claim and own what you have given us in the mighty consciousness of your love, in the nature of your love, in who you are in us and as us and all around us. We call this forth right now, activating the process of our consciousness right now, awakening the gift that you have given us to be who we are on the planet, God. Waking the champion in us, God, calling forth the greatness, because we know the world is waiting on our greatness this morning, God. Oh, and I thank you for each one of us right now, God, under the sound of my voice. I thank you for their greatness right now, God. I thank you for the opportunity to speak into the greatness of them today, God. I ask you to take over this call right now, God. I ask your words to be taken over in this call, God, that they will feel the presence of you right now, that the voice of God will be heard, that you will speak to somebody's heart today, God. You will speak to somebody's mind. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Ashe, Ashe. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the clouds, the birds, the bees, the the flowers and the trees, the land and the soil, the animal kingdom, and all the energy in the universe. Good morning, universe, and good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic committee, our angels. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning to the archangels as we invoke and invite the presence of the archangels. And good morning to our ascended masters as we invite and invoke the ascended masters into the call. And good morning, good morning, good morning as we invite and invoke our spirit God and our master God. Good morning to our unseen committee. And each and every morning as we stop and pay homage to the beautiful presence of all of our ancestors, and as we speak the name of our ancestors right now in our heart, in our words, in our thoughts, and as we call forth and pay homage to those ancestors. We thank you, ancestors, for all the work that you've done to all of those planted before us. And as I pay honor to my mom, good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Good morning, Miss Colette Grant. And as we are reminded of the sacrifices that those ancestors made, we pay homage. We send love to our known and unknown ancestors, for those who left a legacy, who sacrificed their life. And as we pay homage to those, we say thank you. And as we send love into those who will come behind us this morning, those who will come behind us from the legacy that we will leave them this morning, from the prayers and the work that we do today will bless those who will come behind us tomorrow, we give thanks and we give honor. Good morning. You've been tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Good morning, Love Journey family. Good morning. Good morning to my gods and goddesses. Love, love to the kings and queens. Peace, peace to my millionaires and billionaires on this line. Good morning to my inventors and business owners and all of the desires of your heart that will come forth. The love in me, grace and honor, the love in you this morning. The light in me, grace and honor, the light in you. The God and Goddess in me, Greece, the God Goddess in you this morning. Good morning, Love Journey family. Yes, you are tuned in to the Love Journey, and I'm super excited to be here, super excited to know that God is all there is. Yes, that we are created out of the source to express it as the divine presence of God in action on the planet. Reminding you that you are an intelligent vehicle of great ideas. So know yourself today as the mind of God in expression. Yes, you are the mind of God in expression. Yes, and God knows you as the mind of God in expression. And you are an infinite mind. You are intelligent, you are wisdom, you are knowledge, and every idea that is ever required is already within you. I just want to remind you, those are bringing forth new books and new ideas. These ideas are now activated, and you are fully aware that you are never alone. As we read from the science of the mind today, I want to remind you, you are never alone. So any new ideas and any new businesses and everything you need to bring it forth is already there. Let there be light. Let there be light. Today's science of the mind reads, and it's so, I love the science of the mind. Some days it's better than others. But today's science of the mind is about creation. Creation. So, the first thing I want to give you is a scripture for Philippians 4 and 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever whatever things are good of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4 and 8. The science of the mind on page 400 says, conscious thought is the starting point of every new creation. Page 400. Today's science of the mind reads, before the house is built, the architect draws the plan. You see, there's an idea in the mind of what will be. We begin right there in the same way, imagining the life we want to live, because there is power in your vision. Come on, family. Let me say that again. Somebody don't know. There is power in your vision. It is the beginning. We don't realize that we are powerfully creating all the time with the thoughts we think and the choices we make as a result. We underestimate our own creative potential. You see, somehow we can often see it in others, but never believe ourselves capable of such overwhelming greatness. Let me say that again, family. I want to remind you today of your own overwhelming greatness. We underestimate our own creative potential. Somehow we often see it in others, but never believe that we can be capable of being great. What if there were possible to create the life of your dream? I want you to marinate that. What if it was really possible to create the life of your dream? Oh, granted, you would have to give up your complaining, yes, and your negative outlook on life. You would have to suspend your own critical judgment about who you are and your capabilities. It would be like walking down a path you never walked before. When you give your attention to anything, you are building that thing into your consciousness for good or for evil. That's up to you now. When you give your attention to anything, you are building that thing into your consciousness. Free your mind of negativity. Rather, build into your consciousness what you wish to see in your life. And recognize that you've been unconsciously creating all along, and decide now that you will create only love, only joy, only prosperity, only health and happiness, and all the good things readily available to all of us. Build in your mind the house you want to live in joyously ever after. It is your choice. You see, nothing is stopping you except your excuses for why it is not possible. Let me say this again. See, y'all didn't hear me right. Somebody ought to say amen. Nothing is stopping you. Nothing is stopping you except your excuses on why it's not possible. I step into my power, my greatness, my love, and my joy. Today's affirmation says, I step into my power, my greatness, my love, and my joy. I step into my power. I walk in my greatness. I know my love, and I call forth my joy. I love today's affirmation. I step into my power, my greatness, my love, and my joy. Come on, family. Nothing is stopping you except your excuses. Nothing is stopping you except your excuses. Wow. Isn't that interesting? Because today's conversation is how to slow down that inner critic, how to make peace with that inner critic. Ooh, that's what our conversation is going to be about today. And before we get started, I want to remind you today, tomorrow is our relationship panel for men, for women. We are talking about the Queen's Code, Chapter 2. Yes, yes, yes. How to interact in a relationship with our spouses. How to have better relationships, family. You know, we got to know that we can create the dream relationship. You can make peace in your relationship, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Yes, we're going to have four men and four women talking about their experiences from the Queen Code, reading Chapter 2. Are you ready, family? Invite your friends, invite your family, invite someone you know needs to hear about the... Now, last week we talked about fog farming and what it takes to turn a fog into a prince. A wannabe king into a king, and only a queen can do it. Only a queen can stand in her kingdom and turn a king, a frog into a king. And we're gonna talk about that. Ooh, isn't that something? You've been given some powers, lady. You've been given some power, ladies. Yes, yes, yes. And so we're going to talk more about that on Thursday. That's tomorrow. I also want to remind you, August 6th is our Praise on the Lake, baby. We're going to be gathering to heal, to transform. It's going to be riveting, powerful, evocative, provocative. It's going to be an amazing event right here on 39th Street Beach, right here in Chicago, Illinois. You don't want to miss the opportunity to praise, love, pray, and get your praise on right here on 39th Street Beach. I'm looking forward to an amazing experience and looking forward to seeing you there. That's August 6th, 39th Street Beach. Don't forget Empowerment Workshop on September 30th with Tama, Auntie Angel. Girls. Ladies, we're going to be having fun right here September 30th. Don't forget to put that on your calendars. We're going to be doing some wound sauna healing up in here, baby. Wound sauna healing. Woo-hoo. We're going to wound sauna, ladies, together right here in Chicago, Illinois, with Tama from the East Coast. Yes, you want to do it. And I want you to do it with me on September 30th. Let's do it, family. All right, we're going to play a song and just get started. I just want to add that. And if you want to make your donations for the love journey, just supporting us to keep expanding and growing, remember you can go to paypal.com and go to Ingram_Janine@yahoo.com, or you can just go to our Love Journey Facebook page, make a pledge, make a donation, or you can give me a call at 773-447-5591. You can also quick pay through Chase. Family, we are expanding, we are growing, and of course, your donations help us to expand, help us to grow. Family, we're going to play a little song called Mirror by Layla Hathaway while we get started, and I just want to remind you, you got to make the mirror your best friend. You got to love you, and I love this song because it's going to be tying in to what we're going to be talking to today, how to make peace with that inner critic. All right, family, you tuned into the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Thank you.
Bitter hearts don't hold a smile. Troubled minds will wear you down. Use your past to get ahead. Hold your tears and think instead. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make the mirror your best friend. And maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Now you know the remedy. Tell yourself you will achieve. Just go on and brush your shoulders off. This bridge is one that you must cross. You have to find a way to make it. These clouds are letting up for a while. Sometimes you gotta make a mirror your best. Maybe then you'll find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. If you love yourself, you don't need nobody else.
Don't need nobody else.
Inside. find some peace within. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself when no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Like no one else can. Stop hiding yourself. Stop hiding yourself. Love yourself like no one else can.
Hiding yourself. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You've tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janina Ingram, and our conversation is powerful. How to make peace with the inner critic. Can we be real today? That was Layla Hathaway, Mirror. Stop hiding yourself. You see, we have to make that mirror our best friend. We got to stop hiding, and what happens a lot of times is that inner critic keeps us hiding. Are you ever down on yourself? And by down on yourself, I mean, do you say things to yourself that you would not even say to your worst enemy? I know I have said things to me. Sometimes I can be the person who is the meanest. Well, I used to be. You know, I have to say, not now, though. But I remember a time when I was the meanest person on the planet to me. Never to anyone else. We can think that the critics of the world have mean stuff to say, but I think it's the inner critic that say more worse stuff about us. Why, I wonder? Is it a defense mechanism? You see, it's the story we tell ourselves to prevent our greatness, our purpose. It's our inner critic that keeps us in jobs we hate, relationships that's not taking us where we want to go, earning less income than our potential. You see, many times it's not the world out there that stops us, but it's the world in here, that inner self talk that can crush your dreams, that can stop your purpose and make you withdraw into a smaller version of your life than you have ever intended. But we're going to talk about there's a way out today. And it's not through a bunch of meaningless affirmations that you say to yourself to get a temporary boost or a green juice or a pair of fancy yoga pants. There's a real grounded way to make peace with your inner critic. And when you make peace with your inner critic, you step into your confidence. You step into your greatness. You see, confidence gives your power back. It unleashes your potential. It ups your ability to earn an abundant living, to have a career that you love, and to be in right relationship with you. But if you're waiting for the world or the circumstances to change first, you might as well keep yourself stuck. If you're waiting for something outside of you to change, before you change the inner, it won't. And no matter how we want to blame men, no matter how we want to blame women, no matter how we want to be upset for what keeps showing up in our space, baby, it's you, boo. It's you. So my intentions today is for us to have a great conversation about making peace with our inner critic, to unlock our God. God is given potential to rise and to share and to awaken our gifts and powers with the world. Yep, to give the world your gifts, because the world is waiting on your greatness. You see, the world is waiting on you. Are you ready to earn abundantly in a career that lights you up? To be example of what's possible for those that look up to you? Yes, you don't want to miss out on one moment more of your life. We need to tweet that. Do you want to miss out one more moment of your life? Absolutely not. Each second is precious. Do you want to spend your time letting your inner voice speak victory into your life or defeat?
Because remember, the story we tell ourselves is the story we live. And we got to learn how to silence that critic. And so from your biggest should, from your sister in prosperity, that's what we're going to talk about today. It doesn't matter who you are. You could be the most enlightened person in the world. You could be the most unenlightened person in the world. And we all have this voice inside our mind that tells us what? Guess what? You're not good enough. You'll never be enough. You'll never amount to anything. Oh, I don't know why you're trying to do that. Ain't nobody going to come. I don't know, I'm telling you, why you're trying to write that book. Who going to read that book? Who wants to hear what you have to say? And many other things. The question is, how do we make peace with that voice? Because that voice can be very loud and very powerful, and unfortunately, it can hold you back from claiming your power and living your purpose. So how do we silence the inner critic? Well, some people might say for you to ignore it. Some people might say push it away. Some people may say just say positive affirmations. And while all that stuff may be useful, a little bit, what I believe part of you, that inner critic that needs love, it needs attention. The negative emotions, the negative inner self-talk that we hear is not something that we want to avoid or make wrong or push down, because we notice what we resist persists. And so if we resist our inner critic, if we push it away, if we just say positive affirmations, then we're not acknowledging a part of us, ourselves that's asking, that's seeking, that's longing, that's begging for your attention. When you feel like you're not enough, when you feel like, gosh, something must be wrong with me, then we have to stop and be still and go to that part of ourselves and love that part of ourselves, understand why it's there. And when you can make peace with your inner critic is when you can accept it. Not accept what it's saying and agree with it, but accept that there's a part of you that's feeling sad. There's a part of you that feels like, yeah, you're not enough. There's a part of you that's really scared to go to that next level. I can tell you, standing here before you, talking before you, I've led many retreats, spoke before many people, small people, more people. There was plenty of times when my inner critic said, who are you? Who are you to teach all these people? What are you to, whatever it might be, fill in the blank. And so that voice is always there. And there's always that part of us that needs that love, that needs that attention. And usually what we need to remember is one reason why we feel like we're not enough is because we believe our own we aren't enough conversation. We believe on our own we aren't enough. We believe that conversation. That's actually a true thing. We got to connect back to that higher power, to that source, or to that spirit. And when we connect back to our creator, when we connect back to our higher power, when we connect back to the power that is always more than enough, then we begin to activate the power in us that reminds us that we are more than enough, that we were more than enough the day we were born, that we were more than enough the day we were put into the womb of our mother's belly. And then guess what? And God said, I got plans of success for you. Baby, I got a purpose for you. You see, the day you were born, I created you for everything that I got for you on the planet. There's no hiding. And so many times when we feel like we're not enough, it's because we have let go of or felt separate from that higher power. And on top of that, if we're feeling like we're not enough, we're really in the story of what's wrong with me. And it's a call to get out and serve, because when I'm serving, when I'm really lit up and given the true gift that God has given me to share with the world, assisting other people to find their gift, and I'm not in my own mind judging myself, I'm focusing on sharing what has been downloaded, there's something powerful that happens. Something powerful that happens when we connect to that higher power and we're sharing from that place of our higher mind self, when we're sharing the gift that we've been given to the world. You see, nobody can do what you can do the way you can do it. You got your own special salt that people are waiting to hear, feel, and know. Some of the best ways to silence the inner critic is to really ask yourself some questions. Why am I here? Why do I feel like I'm not enough? Why am I feeling this way about myself? And journal it. And there will usually be some negative emotions in there that have to be felt. And there's probably a valid reason why you feel that way. You see, Joseph Campbell reminds us that every feeling fully felt is bliss. Come on, let me say that again. This is a Joseph Campbell quote. Every feeling fully felt is bliss. Every feeling fully felt is bliss. And so when we can go there, we can make peace with ourselves. We can accept ourselves. Robert Holden once said, no amount of self-help will work without self-acceptance first. Janine Ingram says, no amount of self-help and affirmations will work without self-love first. So that inner critic is really a call for self-love, self-acceptance, and to recognize that it's time for us to connect back to the true source. We may have forgotten that. So we get on our yoga mats, or we meditate, or we pray, or we go to nature, wherever we feel most connected. So we go to that place, and then we focus on the gifts. You see, I cannot have this conversation with you right now without reminding you Matthew 6:33. Now, I'm not going to tell you that you got to go to church every Sunday. I'm not going to tell you that you got to do anything a certain way, but I want to remind you Matthew 6:33 reminds us that we have to seek ye the kingdom of God. You got to seek ye the self. The self of you that is greater than all things as you. The you of you, the part of you that makes you powerful, amazing. You got to seek that in all his righteousness. What does righteousness mean? All the gifts and talents. It's time to awaken the power, your manifestation powers, your manifested gifts and your manifested talents, because the word also says what? Once you awaken those things, once you seek these things and all of the righteousness, I will draw things to you. Then things will draw to you the right relationship. The one that is perfect for you. Doors will fly open. God said if you, your gifts and your talents will make room for you. And with your gifts and talents, I'll put you before great men. The inner critic voice will lessen the more you learn to love yourself. I tell people all the time, you see, the answer to life's questions, no matter what, if you're experiencing not enough money, you need more love for yourself. I promise you. If you're experiencing some place in your relationship where you're not happy, I know it's hard to believe, but you need to love yourself. And I know, you know, everybody's on this conversation about loving themselves. Yeah, I hear a lot of people talk about it, but I know most people who talk about it ain't about it. They're not being about it because they don't even know what love is. Most people who talk about self-love don't even know what love is. And to be honest, when I first started the game, I didn't either. But it's so much more than we can ever talk about. You see, when you begin to truly love, the true unconditional love for yourself, you will know it because every cell in your body will begin to tingle just by the idea of it. You see, when you begin to speak to the soul, when you begin to look in your eyes and speak to the presence of you, and it will activate this soul presence. This lady spoke to me the other day. She was like, Janine, it's just something about when you speak to me, it's like you speak to my soul. She said, when you speak, it just does something to every cell in my body. How did you get to the point to have that kind of voice? I say, honey, it's a lot of work you got to do to remove the veil that keeps you from operating in your higher space. And it's only love that can take you there. Because, see, when you get in a space of love, you get in a space of non-judgment. When you're in a space of love, you get in a space of not judging the experience that people want to share with you. And the only time you can get to that place where things are fully open to you is in a place of love. Because any other thing than that, you can manipulate people. You can manipulate situations, and it won't be for the good. So you have to be in love space for it to be open to you. You can shift your relationship with your husband, your wife, when you're in love's vibration. But the reason why God has asked us to get into that higher space is because if you had that power in any other level, it would be manipulatory. And you will want to manipulate even when you didn't even know it. Because we want to control the idea of how people show up in our space. We want the men to do what we want them to do. We want that lady to do what we want her to do. But love doesn't operate on that level. And when you begin to operate in your higher levels of love, you begin to see that you will draw people to do for you what you actually want them to do, not because you did anything manipulative, not because you were controlling, but because you gave them the freedom. Yep. You gave them the freedom to stand in their own choice, to love you, to want to show up for you, to want to provide for you, to want to be there for you. It's something interesting that happens when love shows up in love space. You see, what happens is I want to be the best that I can be. And I didn't really understand that. I remember one time I had met this guy. It was a business relationship. He was an attorney. And we would do business, and I was helping him with some things. I was with CHA at the time, Chicago Housing Authority. I was an executive director for them. And I was helping him get some things done, and I just thought it was a business relationship. So he called me one day and said, let's meet for lunch. I said, okay. So he gave me a card. It didn't have many words in it, but the card, along with $1,500 in it, had the most profound words that I ever had somebody say to me that didn't really know me, you know, that didn't really spend a lot of time with me, that to me, I thought our relationship was kind of surface because it was just really business, so I didn't really think that we had shared anything deep, but the words were so profound. It said in the inside of the card, it had just these few words: being with you makes me want to be better. I was like, wow, being around you makes you want to be better? And then I began to ask myself, what is it that will make someone that you don't even really want, that you don't even know want to be better? When you begin to love you, people will show up so differently. And I'm not talking about this little love that y'all know right now. I'm talking about a higher vibrational love. And let me tell you, the only way you get to experience it is by doing the work. I hear people talk it, but people not being about it. You know, you can hear the things people say when they're not thinking, and you'll know if they're operating from a place of vibration, of love. And I just laugh because we think we know, but you don't know you'll know when you do know. But you don't know that you don't know. But when you do know, you will know. Because that's how abstract. It's a very powerful experience. And you will feel the activation. You will know how to bring it when you walk in a room. You will know how to activate that force. The force that operates all of us, that connects us together through the presence of your words. Because you will be operating in that higher mind self. And you will know when you slip you will know how to get back there. Because I'm not even saying it will always go away. I don't know if it even really ever goes away. There's always that time when you will slip into that self-doubt, especially when you're starting something new. No matter who you are, maybe, how successful, how enlightened, you'll always have that voice there. But you'll know the tools, and you'll know how to get back to making peace. I remember when Oprah Winfrey was starting her new, she had just let go of her show here in Chicago, and she was moving to L.A., and she was starting on. And now it's been some time, and Owen was in the newspaper. It looked like Owen is failing, and she, you know, and she was saying how she remembered crying, and because it looks like she was failing in her own mind. And I remember her saying in her voice, you know, she had that voice, and she just got in the shower and began to cry. And when she began to make friends with that inner voice, she got the idea to call Tyler Perry. And Tyler Perry and her helped shift the direction Owen was going in. So you see, even at that level, there's times we have self-doubt, that critic in our voice. You see, if we can make peace with it, if we can understand there's a reason that it's there and it's not a bad thing, and we're not bad people because we have this inner critic, there's a call to connect to something larger than ourselves, to serve others. Then we'll come back on track faster. Instead of being knocked out for months or years, we can be knocked out for minutes or hours and then bring ourselves back, because life is going to knock us around and we're going to get off track. But the question is, how fast can we get back on course? How fast can you course correct? How fast can you get back to the source? So this is really a training on how to course correct your mindset so that you can really get back into the business of living the purpose and the greatness and everything that you came to the planet to do. So let's talk about how you are going to silence your inner critic. What comes up for you? How are you going to accept it? What is it there to really teach us? What does our inner critic come to really teach us? And how are we going to connect back to that higher power? How are you going to serve the gifts that you came to the planet to share with others? And let me tell you, learning to silence the inner critic is a journey for each and every one of us that we must take. But we must first stop and decide. When we recognize that that inner critic is showing up, will we stop and journal? Why is this inner critic showing up today? Why is she or he telling me what I can't do, what I'm not good enough for? What are you really here to teach me? And where can I really add more love to myself today? I promise you, if you truly begin to honor love, and I'm not talking about the love that we haven't really truly understood yet, but I'm talking about just simply beginning to love the places in you that you haven't been able to love, to the point that you can eventually look yourself and begin to activate and speak to the soul. That soul that it will bring tears to your eyes. You know, sometimes when I'm honoring and loving me, sometimes it just brings, my emotions just flare up because it's so honorable and so great to have that feeling. To be filled by the presence of my own love. To be so satisfied, so satisfied with the presence of who I am as I am right now. to really sit and just be in a place of all in my own greatness. And I'm not talking about from a place of arrogance, not from a place of thinking I'm better than anybody else or anybody else is better than me, but from a place of knowing that we're all that God is. From a place of oneness, from a place of love. You see, there's true power in the unity of knowing that we're all great, we're all beautiful, and we're all amazing. But not to just see it in somebody else, but to also recognize it in myself. You see, when I started this journey to silence and my critic, it came from giving an assignment on the love journey. All right, y'all, let's do our assignment. Our assignment this week is to manage our thoughts. And every time we get a thought that's negative, to take a check on a, you know, a little journal that we was keeping in our pockets, right? Them little spiral journal things, notebook things. And I remember saying, okay, I'm going to do it too, right? So I'm doing it. And one day I analyzed my own check marks. And I couldn't believe one day I had so many check marks, it didn't even make no sense. And I was like, wow, how could I be so amazingly, powerfully positive to somebody else and be this negative to myself? Girl, I was singing platinum songs of negativity to myself. And don't let it be close to the monthly, the moon time. It seemed like the closer I was to my moon experience, the more negative I was to myself. Girl, I could sing double platinum songs. I was getting double platinum awards for what I was saying to myself. And then I really realized, do I really love who I am? I had to sit with myself and ask myself, do I really love who I am? Do I really love who Janine is? How she show up on the planet? And I had to honestly say, maybe not. That was because I didn't even know what it was. I really didn't know what love was. I really didn't even know how to love me. You see, I didn't come from one of those Leave It to Beaver homes with a mother and a father. I was shifted around from many homes and felt a lot of things that most children probably don't feel when you're not in an environment with your own mother and your own father. Not to say that people don't experience some things in their own parents' home. And I'm not saying one is worse than the other. I'm just saying this is my story. And I had to ask the universe. I had to ask God, teach me how to love me. When I didn't even know what it was. I knew what I thought love was. I knew I had felt some strange tingling inside my body for some people that, I mean, I remember just a guy walking close to me, and I was so in what I thought love that it changed the molecules in my body. I just remember when he was, I'm going to tell you, I was so in love with this guy, love was at that time in my mind, whatever I was so in, whatever it was, that I literally, I promise you, I could walk up. I used to go stepping, and my girlfriend used to laugh so hard. I say, he's in the club. How do you know he in there? I know it. I could feel it. This, something would happen inside my body when I would just know he was in there. I was like young. I was very, very young and didn't know what to do with those crazy emotions. And, oh, my God. I could just know. I remember being in the club. We were in this club. I remember sitting there. I had these shorts on. I was looking real cute. And sitting there talking to my girlfriend. And I could say, oh, he just walked in this club. She was like, girl, you is. And then he would be walking up. I promise y'all, it was just the craziest thing. But I'm saying that to say, I remember having those feelings. That was the closest to I could remember the idea of what love was. So I said, well, if that's the idea of love, then teach me how to love me that way. Teach me how to have those butterflies in my stomach for me. Teach me how to have that awakening inside for me. Because that's the best I could describe to God what I knew love to be. So that's what I wanted for myself, right? I wanted to be so, like I felt crazy then, but I wanted to be crazy for me, crazy in love for me. And I remember the first time those butterflies went off. It didn't happen the first 60 times I looked in the mirror. It just one day activated inside of me. And I remember profusely crying. Not because I was sad, because I could honestly had awakened something inside of me that had began to come from inside of me that loved me. I was like, wow. And it was a strange feeling. It was a kind of almost uncomfortable, but it felt good at the same time. And it's something you have to experience. And I was like, wow. And I remember hearing a voice said, teach my people how to love them. I'm like, well, how do you teach people something so abstract, God? Because you could tell people all day long. And I listen to people when they talk about loving themselves. And I hear a lot of people talk about self-love. But I know they only coming from book knowledge. And I know they only coming from an idea of what they know. But they haven't really experienced and opened themselves to the idea of it. So how do you really get to the point where you can really get people to feel the feeling and feel what it feels to feel the feeling of what it feels to be feeling you in that way? Oh, my God. And it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. How does that translate in words? How does that translate in really creating a space where people can really feel the true feeling of feeling love for you? And that's how the Love Soap came. God gave me and downloaded the Love Soap because God is so amazing, because that was the question I asked. And so now I'm so looking forward to this journey of really connecting even more to the love of myself, even to a higher level, even where I am at this point. Because I know there's more to come. I know there's more to know. I know there's more to experience with me. I know there's more to experience with myself in this journey called Janine's life. And so today, as you learn to make peace with that inner critic, as you learn to walk this journey with a greater experience with yourself, I leave you with the words of Prince. And, you know, I just thank God for so many amazing opportunities and spaces God have dropped me in. You know, to meet amazing people like Prince, to meet amazing people who say most profound things. See, I look at Prince as a brilliant mind, a brilliant artist that people really didn't get, that people only seen from the surface level. But these words will forever be etched in my heart, because I think that the truest thing that we can do on this planet. And Prince said to, I said, Prince, what's the one thing you want to leave your listening audience? And he said that when one masters, discover, and love oneself, one discovers God. And so when you truly begin to activate the love, the real love, the experience of love, you begin to experience God in ways you never experienced before. And I tell you, it's the best orgasmic life you will ever want to live. That's my message today. And I just want to leave you with that thought, reminding you to discover you, master you, and to love you today. And you will silence that inner critic. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can star 1.
Press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on the teleconference line. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this day, reminding you that you got to make you your best friend. You got to make you your best friend. You got to love, and it takes work, but you can do it because you are an infinite mind of all that God is. And when you begin to get in the true oneness of that experience, your walk is different. I could tell you so many stories. You don't have to raise your voice no more. You just let people know where you're coming from. And people will honor you because they won't even know why they're honoring you. It's so powerful to walk in a place of love. It's so honorable. Family. So my prayer today, your sister in love and prosperity, my want for you, because there's no other work to really do on this planet but to love you. That's the real job, because we only come to this school, which is called Earth, to return to love. And I will invite you to ask, however you see, the higher power to teach you what love is. And when you begin to learn and experience, because it's so abstract, you can't really even put it in words because words only limit it. But when you begin to experience it, you will know it. And others will know that you know it. Because there's a different kind of light. There's a unique experience that people will see in you. And people will begin to call it out. People will even feel your passion in your heart and know their truth, because it's something about the connection of truth that people recognize. You see, when we begin to speak truth, truth touches the cells in people's body. You see, truth connects to the essence of people because truth recognizes truth. You know, in growing up in the streets of Chicago, we hear game recognizes game, but when you're in the spiritual game, you recognize that truth recognizes truth. And how does truth recognize truth? If you pay attention, your body will let you know instantly. That's the truth. I call them my God bumps. Some people call them goosebumps. But something happens. It can be 99 degrees and you will feel this chill. Because you know that's the truth. You know the voice of God when you hear it. You know the voice of Goddess when you hear it. You know when you hear it, family. And you will know love when you experience it. You know why? Because you are love. You came from love. And you were divinely designed by love. So from my heart to yours, and from my lips to your heart today, know that you are all that love is. And so as we get ready to close up the show, I just want to make sure anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, you are welcome to star 6. If you are on the teleconference line, and if you are on Blog Talk, you just press 1. I want to remind you, Sunrise Service is August 6th. In Chicago, Illinois, I am expecting all of you to be here. I'm super excited to bring to you the journey of the soul. Yep, we're going to talk about that soul connection. And when we get to the soul of who we are, that's when you begin to experience life from a different experience. And so we're going to talk about how to do that. We're going to talk about how to get to the soul and why. Did your soul come to express what it came to express on the planet as you in this right now moment. And see, whether we understand something or not, the soul carries the message of you. The soul carries the message of why you came to the planet. The soul is what makes you unique. It's the unique expression of God as you. And the spirit is what connects us as one. It's the oneness of us all. Good morning, honey. And we're going to talk about that August 6th, right here in the Love Journey, 9th Annual Sunrise Service. And so I'm super excited, and I want you to be there. I want you to be there. I want you to experience your soul connection, because it's going to come from the soul and the essence. And it was downloaded into me, and I knew immediately what the soul was here for. Let's have fun together on August 6th. We got the Drum Divas opening us up, family. Yes, with some African dancers and Shakeray. Yes, yes, yes. And we're gonna rock it out. We got Ray Sickleman, our saxophone player. Yes, yes, yes. And the Mind. And we got some stories, baby, that's going to rock your world. Testimonies, from the test to the testimony. Yes. Because, you know, sometimes we got to make a mess for God to make a message out of it, right? And so we're going to hear those tests to the testimonies, those mess from a mess to a message. And we're just going to experience this wonderful experience together. Of course, we got our fire release ceremony and our balloon ceremony. And I bought this cow dung last year because I was thinking I was going to put it in the fire because they, you know, and then we're going to do this agriculture. And baby, the stuff came the day after the sunrise service, so I didn't, but this year I got it, and so we got that, and we will be doing that to bring forth a great atmosphere. They say that burning this will bring an atmosphere that will blow your mind, so I'm looking forward to getting my mind blown with a feeling in the atmosphere. So I just got a lot of stuff going on. It's just so super exciting to be together as we gather to heal, to transform, and to share, and to praise. And so we're going to be praying, transforming, healing. It's going to be provocative right here, August 6th. And I don't want you to forget to put on September 30th, ladies, men, money, and manifesting together on September 30th. We're going to do it. Men, money, mimosas, and manifesting. We're going to have all the M's there. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to have some fun, too, because I got some surprises for you ladies. We got some stuff we're going to be moving around. Yes, yes, yes. You're going to learn some tips and some tricks that blow your man's mind. I'm going to bring some of mine. And she's going to bring some of hers, and then we're going to break it down with Tamar in the house, family. Tamar is going to be in the house September 30th, and she's going to be steaming the whole weekend. So I just want you to come, get steamed, and let the queen of steam, queen of desire, bring you to a place of wholeness and true love in your life. And I tell you, some of the testimonies from last year, wow. If I sat here and read the letters and the notes and the texts and the emails that came from women from that, the one that we did the year before last, because I didn't do one last year. So people been asking me to do another one. That's how this one came about. So we're going to do it again this year. Also want to remind you, family, tomorrow, we shutting it down. We bringing to you the second chapter. And we're talking about my favorite subject, love, love, love. And I love to talk about love, and I love to talk about love in relationships. Because you know what happens? When we change our views on relationships and start to create better relationships, then we can create better environments and communities, because relationships are the nucleus. Yep, of the family. And the family is what's going to stabilize the community again. And so that's why I do what I do, especially surrounding love and relationships. So tomorrow we got our four women. We got Zakiya Lana, Khadija Ali, and Ms. Deborah, and Rick's, and Janine, and Ingram on the
woman's side. And in the male side, we got Juwan, we got Michael Taylor, and we got James Gilmore, and we got King Tisdale tomorrow. So I want you to invite your friends, your family, and all anybody that you think could really benefit from learning in these next 7 weeks. We got 7 more Thursdays to go about the consciousness raising of relationships. Last week we talked about that frog farming. Yeah, I know. And we talked about how a queen turns a frog into a prince. So the journey begins of how a queen develops a king. And so we're going to talk about that tomorrow, chapter 2. So bring your open mind, your open heart, and receive from the knowledge in the spring of all these beautiful experiences that we'll be sharing tomorrow on chapter 2. So if you haven't got the book and you want to get the book, it's called Queen's Code. Yes, yes, yes. Queen's Code, and it is by Allison. I can't think of her last name right now. Well, I will make sure I have it. If you wanted more information about it, you can always text me at 773-447-5591. And the book is called Queen's Code. And actually, my daughter had told me 3 years ago to read this book. And I watch how she interact with her husband, and I watch her in her relationships. And I tell you, it is a very good book. And I've read it, and I've even changed it. I thought, you know, but she kept telling me, girl, look, I've been married this long, but let me tell you, even being married for... And I keep saying married, but I haven't. Allison Armstrong is the author. I haven't been actually married 32 years. I've just been with Brent for 32 years. I say that. So we actually have not been married for 32 years, but we've been together for 32 whole years. And so I say that to say that I thought, oh, well, I knew a little something about being married, huh? But I didn't. I still learned a whole lot reading this book, and there were some things that I needed to learn so that I can be more intentional in our relationship about. And so I'm just saying that I'm grateful to have read this book. So if anybody's out there who had a mind like me who say, oh, I don't need to read that book, I've been married 18, 20, or whatever years, or a large amount of time, you still can learn so much from this book. And so I just would love for you to be a part of the conversation tomorrow. And if you desire to get the book, Queen's Code, Allison Armstrong, or if you want me to send you, because I got the book in every version. I got the ebook, I got the Kindle version, and I have the physical book. So let me know if I can support you in any way. But this book is an amazing book, and it has changed how I interact with my honey pie. And I did learn some stuff too, family. So maybe you can learn something too. So come with an open mind and an open heart tomorrow, Thursday. Invite your friends, invite your family, invite someone that you know could really use the information on how to shift and up-level their relationship. Also, I've been forgetting to remind us that the Remarkable Woman Conference, I think this is our 5th annual Remarkable Woman Conference, Nicole Wheatley, and you know I'm always the speaker, one of the speakers at the Remarkable Woman Conference, and you don't want to miss it this time because we're having a whole weekend of events. We're having a brunch on Sunday, we have an event on Saturday, that's September 16th and the 17th, and we got a lot of remarkable women and men who will be speaking. And this year we're speaking on wealth, 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 family. Get your wealth on. And so last year was about the health. This year it's about the wealth. Let's get our money on. And if you're interested, the tickets are $99 for the whole weekend. Yes, and those who will, there is a VIP ticket too. If you want a VIP ticket, that comes with the swag bag and some VIP stuff. So you may want to go to Nicole Wheatley's page, or if you got any questions or you want to get a ticket, just call me at 773-447-5591. That's $99 for the whole weekend. You don't want to miss this experience. It is always an amazing experience to experience lots of beautiful, remarkable women. And if you want your Remarkable Woman t-shirt, yes, I am remarkable. We got those too. So, family, give me a call at 773-447-5591, and I'll be posting it on the Love Journey and on both. And the flyer for all of these things will be up soon. We got the flyers up for the Sunrise Service. The flyers for the Remarkable Woman Conference is up, and I will be having the flyer for Money, Men, and Manifesting with Mimosas with our Queen of Desire and Queen of Steam. That's Tamar from the East Coast, baby. The Wound Sounder Lady going to come to Chicago and shut the game down. So we're going to have all that up, and I want you to go to the Love Journey page. If you have not liked our page, and if you have not taken time to give us review, a five-star review. Now, I want no four stars. Five-star review. If you haven't taken time to give us a five-star review, it would mean the world to me for you to take your time, honor us today by giving us a five-star review. Yes, 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 family. All right, so now I'm finished. If anybody have anything they want to announce, anything happening in your community, your area, let us know. And we can talk about it.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm blessed. Listen, the Sunrise Service is still going to be on 39th Street, right?
39th, yep. Hey, beautiful.
Okay,
it's been a while since I heard your voice.
I know. I've been going through with Lorraine. You know, she lost her mom, so I've been being with her. Yeah.
I heard, I saw it on Facebook today that she lost her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, if you could text me her number so I can give her a call, because I got a new phone. I want to, you know, do whatever I can to support her, love her. And I want to say, Judy, you are off the chain, because you know what? Pat told me that you had been supporting Lorraine when her mom passed away. You were right there. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
of all the things that happen in life, we know that these bodies are temporary. But guess
yes.
what? It still hurts. And to have somebody there to hold your hand and support you through it is nothing. There's no words that could express the power behind being there to have somebody. Because no words
yes.
can heal the soul during that time. No
mm-hmm.
acts of kindness can help our heart. But just knowing we have somebody there to hear us when we cry
yes.
and rant.
She said,
thank you, Judy.
Oh, yeah. I met Lorraine through the prayer line, and she she called me that morning. She said, "Mommy's gone." I said, "I'm on my way," and I came right there with her, and we prayed over Mommy, and, you know, just to be there to give her support, you know.
That was great.
It meant so much. I loved her mother, too. She was so sweet.
Well, Pat called me. Mm-hmm. Not called me. She inboxed me the other day. That's when I found out. So if you
mm-hmm.
can just text me Lorraine's number, I will give her a call. Just let her know the love.
I sure will.
Y'all should have told us so we could have came to the funeral too.
You know what? Everything happened so fast, and then Lorraine wasn't really handling everything. Her sister did. So, you know, it was like me finding things like the day of or the day, couple of days before, and it was just moving so fast. And I was just trying to be there for her. I didn't have time to do anything either. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'll send you that.
So, how's your beautiful daughter?
My beautiful daughter's doing fine. She's back in school, working on her next phase to be a nurse practitioner. So,
all
she's
right.
doing her thing. Mm-hmm.
All right, all right.
Mm-hmm.
You were going to say something about the Sunrise Service, August 6th, 39th Street Beach?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it was a little confusing at first. I saw something that said 21-something East 71st. I said, no, it's always on 39. So, I just
what
wanted to make
that
sure.
Is? It said that on the flyer?
It was something on there that said something, and I was like, wait a minute. And it made me a little confused. That's why I said I was going to ask you today.
Oh, yeah,
sure it's
39th Street. Yeah, it's 39th Street. I got to look and make sure everything. Because I don't even know where that address comes from, but okay. I'll
mm-hmm.
make sure that, and I'll send you the flyer on your Facebook page. Send me Lorraine's
okay.
number, and I love you, Judy. Thank you for
love you too.
Being there for Lorraine. Thank you. For being there and being you. You're such a special lady.
Oh, thank you so much. So are you. All right. I'll send that to you right now. Be blessed and have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning, King Tisdale. How are you?
Blessed and highly flavored.
Ooh, not, he not highly favored. He flavored, y'all.
Yes, I just wanted to touch base in regards to Thursday's King's Philosophy is Love. Our topic is going to be thieves in the temple, thieves in all the temples, and who's there to protect the temples. So the temples being the mind, the emotional body, our body itself, and the institution known as the church. So it's a series in which I'm doing on the fourth Thursday, which happens to be this coming Thursday, and I'm going to work this series out through the next couple of months. And the phone number for that on the Divine Inspiration Network, Blog Talk Radio, is 646-929-0630. 646-929-0630. And I'm welcoming everybody to come in, participate, and let's talk about this situation. I love it.
All right. Hey, that's good. Thank you for letting us know. Also, don't forget, I almost let us go and did not mention Miss Carla LaVoe Hawkins. How could I not remind us that the brunch, well, not brunch, breakfast is the day before August 5th. Don't forget, don't delay. Get your tickets today and support Miss Carla LaVoe Hawkins. Yes, yes, yes. Even if you can't make it, maybe you want to make a donation to Carla LaVoe Hawkins breakfast. Yes, her prayer breakfast. Don't forget. That's Miss Carla LaVoe Hawkins. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, give her a call at 708-878-1633. That's 708-878-1633. All right, family. Don't forget to get your book from Claudette Reddick. Instant Ain't Everything. All right. I told her now, but I was the first person who bought the book, and I still don't have the book, and we live in the same city. I'm starting to feel some kind of way. All right, family. Just wanted to put those out there. All right. And don't forget to check out Orgasmic Life Experience Radio, Blog Talk Radio. I don't even know what days and times they do everything, but you might want to go to the page and check it out. And if you want to know more about that, call 410, and that's 410-353-1832. That's 410-353-1832, and learn more about Orgasmic Radio. Yesterday they were talking about commitment, and it was amazing. It was an amazing experience to talk about commitment. Commitment. Even though, you know, I see commitment as something that we really do when we feel comfortable in our own experience. I think it's easier to commit when you are committed to you and you committed to the process and things. So I think it gets easier when we have a better relationship with ourselves. And commitment can look like however you want it to look like. And we can create those on our own commitments. So I think it was a really good conversation. And when I was younger, I was really into, you know, whatever I wanted. But I do believe if you're going to have a commitment without marriage, the actual marriage, that you got to make sure you have your legal stuff in place. Because when you spend 40, 50 years with somebody and then you can't do nothing about it when it's time, baby, people say, it ain't money ain't everything and this ain't everything. I promise you, it don't look good. It don't feel good. I've watched too many people be with people for years and years and years and years and not have a commitment or legal paper in place to cover certain things. So you just decide, if you're going to decide to have a relationship without marriage, and I'm not judging one way or the other. You get to choose, but you definitely want to have some legal stuff in place if you're not going to do the paperwork, because it is really, my girlfriend just went to the hospital with a man that she's been with for 27 years, and they asked her, was she the wife? And she couldn't say yes. She could not say yes. I said, well, why you just didn't say you was the common law wife? She said, I don't know. I didn't even think of that. I said, yeah. She said, but they still probably wouldn't let me, you know, back there and do certain things. I said, so, you know, it really puts a lot on your mind So I don't know. I just felt like I should say that. I don't know. But you want to think about how you want to. I said that because, you know, when I was young, I was one of those kind of people that didn't need marriage, didn't need commitment and all that stuff. You know, that wasn't something that was on my mind. But as I get older and I watch a lot of people and a lot of things, you know, it's some things that you have to think about in terms of how you want to move through life and how to protect some things that you need to be able to handle when things start to get older and you're starting to have things that happen that don't happen a lot when you're younger, like being sick, if you're going to die, how you're going to move and distribute your assets. And I guess those things get more important as we get older. And maybe it's not important to other people, but it's a really tripped out situation. I just saw too where a man and a woman were together. She was living in his house and they had been living there for 20, 30 years. And guess what? She wasn't married to him. And the first wife, even though she wasn't married, she had the ability to overturn the will and take the house. She took the house and the car and everything. And the lady who had been with him for 27 years couldn't take nothing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to do that kind of stuff, protect yourself with legal rights, not just a will. Trust and other things. Get you an attorney and just make cover your business. That's all. I mean, I know people don't think marriage is a business, but it is a business too. But that's a whole other conversation for another day. It just sparked the conversation last night when I was listening to it, and that's what they were talking about. I know they probably just threw me to the side like, that girl don't know what she's talking about, but I'm telling y'all, I've seen it too many times. So if you're going to be in relationships for 30 years and committed to somebody for a long time, make sure that you can handle, you know, the things that need to be handled. And even if you're in a marriage, you want to just get your business in order. Let's get our insurance. Let's get our wills, trust, and all that stuff together today so we can know how these things are going to be distributed, you know. All right, that's not my conversation for today, though. My conversation is to remember to talk to your inner critic and get it together by silencing it. And I think something that comes up for me in this conversation right now is when you learn to love you more, you make sure that you're covered in these kind of things that need to be handled as you move on in your relationships. So, family, remember, you get to do it the way you want to do it. It is you, and your life is a gift. And you get to choose how you want to live this life, but I want to ask you to choose it, to live it in a way that's a gift back to God, because your life truly is a gift. And what you do with it can be a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice, family. And remember, family, that you don't just want to dream your God-sized dreams, but you want to live your God-sized dreams. So today, family, I just want to put it in your heart, put it in your mind, and put it in your souls that you have the power. You have the power. Jill Scott, lovely day. Have a great day.
You are now listening to Just Before Dawn, Jill Scott, from the Vault, Volume